Psalm number 42 is where we're singing. Let us pray together. Eternal God, our great and heavenly Father, it is always a good thing for us to sing the Psalms, where we find ourselves involved in the sentiments, the good times and the bad times, the times when our souls are overwhelmed, the times when our souls are dwelling in the high places of confidence and the joy of the Lord, and when all is bright and when we are at peace, and in those other times when we are in the dark shadows and the storms of life seem almost to be overwhelming us. And we are singing this morning concerning these ups and downs and the waves and the billows of God overcoming us. And we rejoice, Heavenly Father, that the Scripture reminds us that God cares for us, even when we care very little for God, and when we do not understand God's care for us. Yet he reminds us in more than one place that he is the Lord, he never changes. And because of this, we who are the sons of Jacob are not consumed. And in the gospel we see Christ Jesus committed and consecrating his life to the redemption of his people. Not only the forgiveness of sins, but perseverance to the end, strengthening, guiding, consoling in difficulties, mildly rebuking when we go astray, speaking to us always honestly. He is too kind and loving to condemn us overmuch, and he is too honest to tell us falsehood. And so we rejoice that Christ Jesus is revealed to us in the Gospels as one who is reliable, as we have been studying lately in our services, one who represents the truth. He has come into the world to bear witness to the truth of God, to the truth of sin, to the truth of salvation, to the truth of faith, to the truth of heaven and hell, to the truth concerning himself, as the one who is the Son of Man, who has come to give his life as a ransom for many, and to come again in glory in the last day to take his people home to the Father's house of many mansions. And in these grand utterances recorded for us, O God, we gather here again to rejoice, to worship, not only to call upon the name of the Lord, but to call with gladness of heart, and not simply to confess sin and make petitions and to make requests for others, but also for thanksgiving, to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. And this is the day that the Lord has made for us. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, as the Scripture exhorts us and gives to us so many occasions and reasons to rejoice. As we gather on this last Lord's Day of this present calendar year, O God, we are reminded yet again how brief and how uncertain are our days. We have been reminded recently and been reminded from the Scriptures, reminding ourselves of the reality of death, but also the promises of life, and that Christ came into the world to deal with death. He has defeated death by living and dying and rising again. And in the last day, that last enemy to be destroyed finally is death itself, as we were considering last Lord's Day. And so we live in the light of these great events and in the light of the assurance of events to come. And so we face the future, O God, with the promise that all our days are as bright as the promises of God are many. And so we look forward, Heavenly Father, to whatever life will hold for us. And indeed, when life is done, we look forward to being with Christ, which is far better than anything that we have ever imagined or ever experienced, better than anything, nothing better than being with Christ. And so we would come once again before the open Scriptures to be reminded of the realities of this present time and the revelations of the time that is to come. We remember those who are not with us this morning. We know of some who are laid aside in sickness. We know of some who are on holiday with their families at this time. And our prayers follow them, that you would bless them and watch over them and return them to us in safety once again. We remember those who cannot and will not gather with us, but who are listening in by the telephone link-up. And we pray that we and they together, as we fellowship around the open Scriptures, that we would enjoy this Lord's Day and the blessings of it. And we pray for those who never darken the door of worship, who have no thoughts of God, who celebrate the festivity seasons associated with the name of Christ, but they do not believe it. And we pray for them also, that the things that they have heard and done in recent days, however inadequately, that the underlying realities of the gospel, Christ coming into the world, born this day for us a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, the babe in the manger, coming into our world to redeem us from our awful sinfulness. We pray that these things would remain in their hearts, in their consciences, stir them up to seek not the babe in the manger as such, but to seek the man Christ Jesus, the one mediator between God and men, and find in him that mediation and that peace with God, without which our life here is a vanity and our eternity is a tragedy. So help us, O God, to worship this morning, to pray intelligently, to sing cheerfully, to worship expectantly, and to worship with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength, O Lord, because our God, our Father in heaven, is worthy of more praise and more adoration than we, the fallen sons of men, can ever give. So accept us, we pray, O God, because we come for God's glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're going to read now in the Gospel according to Mark, in Mark's Gospel, chapter 4. And what are the verses I've got? From verse 21. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, at verse number 21, we begin to read to the end of the chapter. And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set in a candlestick? For there is nothing hidden which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you give, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that has, to him shall be given, and he that has not, from him shall be taken even that which he has. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise again night and day. And the seed shall spring up, grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. And with many such parables, he spoke the word unto them, as they were able to hear it. But without a parable, he spoke not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. And the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they went, sent away the multitudes, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? And so on. The notices, of course, are the brief, usual ones. Our evening service, of course, at 6 o'clock, our Wednesday meeting at 7 o'clock, next Lord's Day, the same hours, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. We remember the health concerns at this time, wearing masks if we feel that's the thing to do. and just taking care to keep health concerns in mind. We also welcome visitors, of course. We're always glad to see visitors. We'll just leave it there. I won't make any further comments. We will now receive the offering. Well, let us continue then to sing to God's glory Psalm 42 and from verse number 6 to the end of the psalm, 6 to 11.